You are listening to the podcast of Lancaster Covenant Church. We seek to worship God, tell others about Jesus Christ, nurture new believers, and grow together in the knowledge and love of our Savior.
Video.
It was lunchtime, and my father was praying for the lunch that we were about to eat. But there was only one problem. Our table was empty.
My earliest recollections is finding myself at the age of 5, roaming the streets, eating from dumpsters.
We were not able to have food at all.
We were forced to live with 17 of our other relatives in a very small shanty.
No toilets.
A lot of crime.
No running water.
There's a lot of rape for children.
If you want to be out of poverty, then you have to deal with drugs.
Some of my friends were actually sold into prostitution.
And as darkness engulfs the place, the devil takes over.
One morning, I just woke up that, you know, my uncle is just touching me in some parts of my body that I just thought to myself that this can't be happening.
My father was murdered right next to my mother. And I knew that moment that my life had changed.
I watched as my 10-month-old sister died in the laps of my mother out of starvation.
My relatives always tell me, Michelle, you are so ugly. You look exactly like your father. You will become nothing but a thief and a drug addict when you grow up. And those were the words that I heard from people whom I expected to love and take care of me.
Poverty had told me I am hopeless, I am nothing, and I believed that. But right in the middle of this desperation, it was then that compassion intervened.
One Sunday morning, my Aunt Carol, she registered me in that compassion project.
What joy and dancing came to my home at the news that I'd finally got a sponsor.
I received my first letter.
We wrote back and forth.
And he told me, you are my first friend outside my continent.
She said words like, Richmond, I love you.
And that lightened me up.
My sponsor told me that, Michelle, you are beautiful. You are precious to us. We are proud of you, and we are praying for you, and we love you. And their words touched the very depth of my heart and soul.
Years later, here I am, a child rescued from hopelessness.
She was 15 years old. Her name is Ashley.
Her name was Heather. I called her mom.
One act saved my life.
Saved my life.
Will you act?
The choice is yours.
Sponsor a child through compassion today.
Release a child from poverty.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Sandy, do you have any other information about this?
It's just one small way that we can help when we live with so much. And we picked our sponsor child when she was 5 years old, and now she's soon turning 18. She's the same age as Josie, because I purposely picked her because she was born the year she was born. And anyway, it just makes it so personal when you get their letters and you know what they, you get to know them so well. And it's just so awesome that we can help them in this small way. It makes it so they're able to go to school and have food, and like you've seen, it can change their whole life. Hello, dear Randy and Peggy Nardine. I'm excited to write this letter to you. My whole family and I are healthy and hope the same for you. Right now, I'm 17 and I will soon turn 18 years old. We just finished our first term and I had 10 out of 10 of my average. Soon we shall compose the second term, and I hope to have the average. Thank you very much for your prayers. I'm proud of you, and I wish with all my heart to see you one day. Please pray for my family and my studies and my country. When is your birthday, please? Love, Gracia. And anyway, she also prays for me and Randy, so it's pretty cool. Hello, dear Randy and Peggy. One of these came in August and one in December. I write you this letter with a joyful heart. First of all, I would like to know how you are doing, you and also your family. I pray God for you and also for your family. May the Almighty protect you. My father is 50 years old and my mother is 45. We are seven in our family, five girls and two boys. My father works in real estate and my mother is a merchant. The first daughter of my father is doing sewing and the second is doing dressing. The third is a teacher. I will have 17 soon. Oh, so this was last August. We are in the midst of the school year. I got my zero level exam the last year, hence this year I am in Form 5 secondary school, but thanks to your prayers, I hope to get the average. We will soon be on holidays. I like having fun time with my family and playing games and cards, and I also like to read my Bible. My wishes for the future is may God help me in my studies and that he helps my family to stay in his presence. But my greatest wish is that I might see you one day. I wish you a very Merry Christmas and tell me about you also and your country. I thank God for giving me this chance to have you as my friend. And she's in Burkina Faso in the heart of Africa. Joni and Jesse were blessed to get, or Joni was, I guess, and Jackson and Sadie, to see their actual compassion child. But I don't know if I'll ever get to the heart of Africa, but I would love to see Gracia, Barnwalky, Nana someday.
Does anyone have any prayer requests?
Dear Lord, we pray for all the graduating kids in the community, and we hope that they keep making right choices and that the future gets really bright for them. And we pray for the last week of school to go well, because sometimes it's really stressful. And we pray for Zoe that you would help him, Lord. And we pray for Hope's neck surgery, that it will bring her relief, that she can keep getting better. We pray for Gary Burton, that you would take his pain away and he would get better. We pray for Glenda to keep her back getting better and that she'll keep doing well and that you would help her get to being back to normal. We pray for the president, just help him make some good choices no matter what. And we pray for the troops, pray that we keep them safe and that everything goes well. We pray for Natalie, just help her get better. We pray for Jen and Ross, just help them. We pray for Julie's mom, help her get her knee get better. And thank you for all the joy in the church and all the kids and being able to be close. We pray for George's brother Tim, help him. Just make everything go well there. We pray for the families traveling for graduation, help them get here safely and that they'll have a good time. We pray for Allison Diamond's baby, just help that go well and help her just keep going. And we pray for healing for Pam, just help that get better. We pray for Debbie Groves, help her get through what she's going through, and we pray that she gets better. And we pray for all the little kids who have RSV, help them get healthy, because seeing little kids be sick is not fun. And then we pray for Kristen Erickson, help her, and we pray for Joel and Lorraine Dunn, just help them through what they're going through. And we pray for Scott Sostrand, help him heal, and just help everything go well there. In my name we pray, amen.
God, we just thank you for today. God, we pray for this offering. We pray, God, that we just give with a grateful heart. And we pray that you just use the funds for whatever your will is, God. We just thank you and love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Surrounding me, let it break. Deep within my heart, I know you've won. I know you've overcome. And even in the dark, when I'm undone, I still believe it. I live by faith and not by sight. Sometimes miracles take time. While I wait,
hangs on every word that you you speak. I need you, Lord, come find me. Holy Spirit, breathe. I've been walking through deserts. I need more of your presence. I'm weak, Savior, be my strength.
First, we have a video from part of Christy's cabin, who couldn't be here today.
Previously on Dance Moms.
We did amazing. We are the Ziegler sisters and we're so good.
Of course we did amazing. Like, I'm Mackenzie Ziegler, and my sister's Maddie Ziegler. You always hear about the Ziegler sisters being the best dancers, so yeah, we did good.
All I have is one word: awful.
Coming up on Dance Moms.
You're gonna, like, literally, you're not gonna be worth absolutely nothing. We have a new girl coming.
Ooh, I'm ready for breakfast.
Yes. Oh, ladies, time for pyramid. Get your positions. No, hands on the hip. Good. You did it right today.
Miracle.
Top of the pyramid.
My dog.
She's dead. She dances better than you.
Dogs can't dance.
You know what? She's dead and she has better feet pointed than you. I have her stuffed in my living room.
Do you see this toe? It's like
that
a great way.
Bush.
It's so pointed. You see mine?
Okay, get over it. I'm back with the pyramid. You two. Don't even argue. Okay, you're gonna. We need to work on you getting better because you got last place again.
We're the Ziegler sisters.
We're the Ziegler sisters.
Ziegler sisters.
You got last place the last six times. You're gonna dance competition. I'm telling you, don't lose.
We don't lose.
Whatever.
Don't tell me telling that. Go ahead.
Guess you guys can do a duet. I can't remember the song. Gian or whatever her name is has it. So let it go.
Okay.
Ready? 5, 6, 7, 8. Go! Point your toes. Smile. Not cross the shaded. Happy. Happy. You see this? Smile. Point your toes. Where's the turns? I give up. It's over. Competition day, ladies!
Woo! I think we're gonna do Amazeballs because we're so good. We're the Ziegler sisters and everybody knows we're stars.
I only have three thoughts in my mind. One, we're gonna do awesome. Two, Abby's gonna love it. And three, we're gonna get first.
They're gonna stink the whole place. You guys are gonna do horrible. You're gonna, like, literally, you're not gonna be worth absolutely nothing in this competition. Save the tears for your pillow. We have a new girl coming in like 3 minutes. Maybe she can help you. You have to do a whole new dance. No, not happy. Goodbye.
Guys, it's okay. You guys are so good. Don't hurt her. She's smells.
Yeah, I should kind of die.
You guys. I only have a few thoughts in my mind. One.
Next up, we have Mike's Cabin.
The doctor's ready to see you.
Hey,
The doctor's ready to see you. The doctor's ready to see you. The doctor is ready to see you. The doctor's ready to see you. Give all your worries, sicknesses, and troubles to God. He can handle it. 1 Peter 5:7. Give all your worries and cares to God. He cares for you.
Now we have Christy's cabin.
Frank and Schubert road trip to Mexico, except we're in a plane. Oh, Linda, I'm really excited we're taking this trip to Mexico.
It will be so fun.
You know, once I'm in mi rancho, a chupacabra came out and ate my goat and no goat meal for a year. Papa was very sad, very triste.
Wow, that's awful.
Come here. Last time I was sick on a plane, I got ice cream.
Dad. Dad. Dad!
What?
I feel like I'm gonna puke.
Well, then go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Ma'am, you're not allowed back here.
But I really feel like I'm gonna puke.
But ma'am, you're not
but
allowed
I'm
back.
Gonna puke.
Take your seat!
Didn't work, did it?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry about that turbulence, but we have now reached Mexico. Please file off the plane.
Well, let's go get our luggage.
Two hours later. Okay, so our luggage still isn't here.
Robert, you said you packed it.
I did pack it, Linda. I saw them put it on the plane. I saw them x-ray it wherever they do. It was a whole ordeal. I watched it happen.
Then why is in here?
Well, how should I know? I don't run the plane company.
Robert.
Linda, honey, listen.
Okay, let's just go to the hotel.
Okay, well, we gotta find a car.
Wait, I have a car.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we join you?
Yeah.
Keep driving. You guys from America? Yeah, from Minnesota.
Really?
Yeah.
It must be pretty cold there.
Yeah. Really cold.
Okay. We're here.
Oh, okay, kiddos. Well, you go wait in the waiting room, and we'll be reservating. Okay, so we have a reservation for Linda and Robert Frankenschuber.
Frankenschuber?
Yeah, with a T.
We have no reservation under that name.
Well, try it without a T.
Still no reservation.
Robert!
Linda! I made the reservation. I paid in full, I promise.
Please stay again.
Wait, I ain't staying back here again.
It's for Pablo Mariel Valdez Valenzuela, nopales, tamales, y taco, Junior, and segundo.
There's no reservation under that name.
¿Qué?
Please stay again.
Kids, we gotta find out another arrangement for staying in Mexico.
But we're just gonna live on the streets?
I never said that.
Wait! Yo tengo una casa!
No habla espanola.
No, he's got a house.
Whoa. Yeah, con 10 cuartos.
With 10 rooms.
That could fit all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, thanks.
Yeah.
Wait, why are you doing this for us?
Because Jesus told me to.
Isaiah 55:8. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, said the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine.
Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take.
And finally, Denise's cabin.
You could tell God what to do, or maybe just ask him a few questions face to face. Well, the other night I had this dream. I was playing basketball with some friends, and God was there, trying to recruit me for his team.
Hey, could I have a word with you guys?
Yeah?
Sure.
I've been watching you, and I really like what I'm seeing. I want you to come and play for me.
Really?
I didn't think we were good enough to play on a team.
No, I think you're exactly what we need.
Great, sign me up.
Yeah, me too. What did you say your name was again?
I'm God, and this is my assistant, HS.
HS?
Holy Spirit.
Right.
What about you?
I'm not that good.
Well, I didn't ask if you were good. I asked if you wanted to play on my stinking team.
You're the God of the universe.
Yeah.
That means yes, I am.
I know. I just mean he made the moon, the stars, the platypus.
The platypus? Really?
Well, he did. He really wants me to play for him?
Absolutely. You game?
Okay.
Hey, coach.
Hey, coach.
Is this your team?
Yeah, part of it. Moses, these are some new players. Gracie, Kira, and Janie.
Nice to meet you.
Moses will be guarding Pharaoh in the game tonight.
Pharaoh?
From the Egyptian team?
Yep.
Hold up. God, can we please have a word with you?
Yeah.
Pharaoh?
Yeah.
Well, I hear it's kind of important to have someone that's eloquent.
A little more refined.
They're a hard team.
Yeah. Moses is perfect.
No, he's horrible. He can't get through a sentence without stuttering.
How is he going to stand up against Pharaoh?
My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Huh?
What does that mean?
It means you don't get it.
Oh, I get it. If you put Moses up against Pharaoh, we're going to lose.
Do you know who this is? He was raised by a Pharaoh. He knows everything there is to know about how Egypt is run. He grew up being trained by the other side. I chose Moses for this task. I've shaped his life since he was a baby, preparing him for this challenge. His weakness only makes him rely on me more as a coach.
Okay, maybe.
Whatever, who else you got?
Now this is David.
I'll be guarding Goliath.
Goliath? I've heard of him. What team is he on again?
The Philistine team.
God, we're going to lose.
The Philistines are supposed to be huge.
If you have raced with men on foot and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? If you stumble in safe country, how will you manage in the thickets by the Jordan?
Interpretation?
You have no idea what you're talking about. David is a man after God's own heart. You haven't seen the quiet times that we've spent together. I have personally trained him for this task. David is God's chosen vessel because he's broken and willing to be used no matter how impossible the task.
Honestly, Moses is looking better and better. Can't he play in both games?
This is going to be humiliating. We're going to look like idiots.
It's not about how things look, Gracie. I've studied the other team. I know what strategy is going to work. If you want to play on my team, you're going to have to trust me.
Listen, we're wasting our time here. This team is going to lose.
Maybe some other recruiters are still looking for players.
Well,
let's just take a few minutes to think about this.
What about you, J-Dog?
God, it doesn't look good. Who's going to block? David? He's a shrimp.
Listen. I need a team, not just one player, and a team is made up of people with different strengths. Just like I used Moses and David, I took two imperfect people and used them to do great things. I can also use any one of you, if you choose to trust me.
Yeah, I'll be on your team.
Okay, so that kind of concludes our Blue Water themed youth group. We'll have one more song at the end. Again, thank you for coming, and thank you for letting your kids come. So if you'd want to stand and sing with these. I thought they did a great job.
Precious blood has left me forgiven, pure like the whitest of snow. Powerful to make sin and shame retreat. This covenant is making me whole. So I will rise and lift my head. For by his mercy my life was spared. The highest name has set me free. Because of Jesus, my heart is clean. Purify my heart in your presence. Teach me to discover the joy of holiness that forms as you draw me close. In you what was lost is restored. So
Father, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you that we could all do well at this, and that even though we weren't very prepared, it was amazing. I pray that everybody just has a great day, and yeah, amen.
Thanks for listening to the Lancaster Covenant Church podcast. For more information on gathering times and the Lancaster Covenant Church community, please visit our website at lancastercovenant.com.